Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. And already tonight, we have had a ton of NFL talk on our program, and I am so delighted to introduce our next guest. Let me tell you what, he had an amazing 10-year career in the league. I'm talking about Jordan Black. He was drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs in 2003. He played for the Texans, the Jaguars, and the Redskins. And a little did you know, he was a 4-year starter for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Good evening, Jordan. It's so nice to have you with us on the program.
Thank you for having me, Alyssa.
Okay, so we invited you on tonight. We want to hit on a number of subjects, but we're going to start off our conversation with getting your takeaways on your alma mater, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, because I tell you what, they're struggling mightily. They are currently 1-3, and some say they could lose a total of 7 games this season. How worried, you know, Jordan, should Irish fans be in 2016?
Well, I don't think it's a talent issue. There's plenty of talent there. They've done a really good job of bringing in quality players. I think it's a coaching issue, and it's a challenge as a coach, and I know firsthand of just maintaining pressure on the athletes that you have. So, you know, as a coach, it's your responsibility in order to get the best out of your players to really, you know, it sounds bad, but keep them under your thumb. And it's not just the mentality of, you know, constantly harping on your players. It's just constantly challenging them to meet your expectations and to reach a certain energy level every day at practice, and especially in the games. And I think that's the thing that Notre Dame is missing. It's just general energy and excitement. Hopefully they get that corrected. When they do, I think they'll be fine.
What is the key to maximizing the talent you were talking about? And also, you know, head coach Brian Kelly, I mean, how hot is this seat? I mean, a lot of folks are even saying that perhaps Les Miles could fill in, you know, eventually.
I don't know if the seat is that hot. You know, all the other coaches, you know, obviously, they're all on the hot seat. But I think he's okay. I think he's done the things that they wanted him to do as far as bringing that program back into the national spotlight and, you know, being a top 10 caliber team every year. But, man, if I had the answer to that question, you know, I'd be making a lot of money, but it's just this synergy. It's got to come from the players. It's got to come from the coach, and both have to feed off of each other. So, I don't know. There's a wrench in the works somewhere at Notre Dame.
Former NFL player. He was an offensive tackle, had an impressive 10-year career in the league. Of course, Jordan Black is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would certainly love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports, and you can go to podcastarena.com and listen to the entirety of this interview. You know, it was interesting. I thought the point that you brought up, Jordan, talking about this team is, you know, kind of lacked what that focus, that enthusiasm. And I think specifically it's been on defense. You know, Notre Dame great Frank Pomerico was on our program a few weeks back, and he hit on that. He said, you know, it's just been tumultuous. They've got to, change has got to be on its way because they're allowing too many points. The fact that Texas scored 50, I mean, that double overtime.
Well, it is about defense, but I think it's actually the offense. So don't get me wrong. Notre Dame's offense, it looks great on paper. I mean, 500 yards a game, they'll score 30, 40 points. That's great. One of the issues that I have is since the advent of the spread offense where you've got one back in the backfield, 4 wide receivers, I think when a team relies on that type of a system exclusively, it's hard on your football team as a whole. It creates – it's like playing 7-on-7. Mm-hmm. Your defense doesn't get the practice that it needs – playing against, you know, a hard-nosed offensive line. So I think teams need to be balanced in their approach. I don't think any team should rely on a specific formation or a specific type of offense. They need to be well-rounded. I look to teams like Alabama. You're going to get all sorts of formations. They're not going to exclusively stick to, you know, the run-and-gun type of offense. They're going to be balanced. They're going to rely on the run, and they're going to be tough and physical up front. So offensively, when any football team can run the ball and has an attack mentality at the line of scrimmage, your defense is going to be better because of it, because they practice against it all week. So you develop a culture in your program that's a much more aggressive culture, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Of course, Notre Dame, hopefully they'll get back on track this weekend when they travel to East Rutherford, New Jersey to take on Syracuse, a team that is 2-2. Jordan Black with us a few more minutes at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. So tell us about your experience when you played for the Fighting Irish. As I understand, there was, you know, multiple coaching changes that took place there, and that, as a player, I would assume, you know, that's got to be very frustrating.
It is tough. I mean, three different offensive schemes in the time that we were there, and we went from trying to run at some point the triple option with Coach Davey, and then we made a huge transition under Coach Willingham into kind of that air it out offense. So it was interesting. It was a tall order. You know, the end results, we did okay. We went to the Fiesta Bowl. We went to a couple Gator Bowls. But it just seemed like every other year we'd win, you know, nine games, and the next year we'd fall off again. So it was just the time when I played, it was just growing pains, I guess, for the school and returning to prominence, I guess.
Jordan Black, of course, was a four-year starter at Notre Dame from 98 to 2002. You were drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs in 2003. So let's talk some NFL right here, Houston, Texas. Let's talk about the Texans as they prepare to host the Titans with the 12 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. I know, of course, they were shut out by the Patriots last Thursday, but I think, you know, they've shown a lot of promise.
I agree completely. For some reason, the Patriots just match up well with the Texans. At the same time, I think the Texans, they have something mental that goes on when they play the Patriots. It just never goes well. I don't know what that's about. But overall, the team, in my opinion, is much improved. I think they have a lot of promise. Osweiler will get better. He's under a lot of pressure right now. It's early. He'll get comfortable. The offense will mesh. The thing that does worry me, though, however, is J.J. Watt and what's going to happen with him.
Right.
I think his leadership is huge, and how this team responds without him is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's a devastating blow, no doubt about it. We are wrapping up our time with Jordan Black, former NFL player, who is joining us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And you have just made a beautiful transition from the NFL. You are now a pro fitness trainer and have a fitness franchise. Tell us about that. And are there similarities, you know, from playing in the NFL to, you know, being a business owner now?
Believe it or not, there is. I look back on my NFL career, and I look at each moment, each year. I look at the things that I could have done better, things that would make my career last longer, things that would keep me on the field longer. And in all honesty, it comes down to how much effort am I putting into it, and am I doing the best I can in what I do? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, as a pro football player, there's always regrets. Now that I'm in the business world, I'm in a sense trying to make up for the mistakes I made as a pro athlete. I want to give my all in what I do. I want to give my all to the clients that I have. In a sense, there is a lot of carryover, just because, bottom line, if you want to be successful, you got to work for it.
That's right. And of course, you're a busy guy. You and your wife, is it true? Five kids? I mean, that's a full court press right there.
Yes, ma'am. We don't have cable, so...
Hey, Jordan Black has been with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Former NFL player and a very impressive 10-year career. An honor to have you with us on the program. Congratulations, and we look forward to another conversation. Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks again for having me.
You bet. Stick around. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one at SB Nation Radio.